ball in my hand, all I gotta do is just raise up and shoot. That's my focus. All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain.
That's the one I got you.
You have to execute.
I still have them.
All I gotta do is focus. Everything you do feels like the right thing. Feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside for the best 1-2 punch in the business. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
And good evening, everyone. Happy New Year and welcome to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week on the Union County Sports Network. Week 7 of this 2023-24 season. We are live from the Pirate Ship on the campus of Porter Ridge High School for tonight's matchup. Out-of-conference inter-county matchup between Monroe and Porter Ridge. Matt Abrick here, Ryan Cook next to me.
Hello.
Hope you had a good New Year, good Christmas, good holiday season. I'm excited to get the second half of this year underway.
Yeah,
it begins tonight.
Well, I was thinking about it a little bit this morning or, I don't know, whenever, and I was like, I'm excited to get back to it, and it's been kind of a long time, but for me it doesn't seem as long.
It doesn't seem, but for me, yes.
At games.
The way it worked this year, there were a lot of tournaments that started because of Christmas, how it fell.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done a game since December 12th.
Right.
You
but
know,
see, I've been at
you've
games.
You've been at games. And I've watched them, but I have not been at a game broadcasting.
Yeah.
So it's been a bit of a layoff for me, but hopefully we'll get things back underway. Monroe is in town for tonight's matchup. They are 2-4 overall, but they have not played, similar to me, since December 18th, where they beat Pageland Central 55-24. They are led by senior forward Sanaya Gingham, 14 points, 5 rebounds. She went 28-15 against Pageland. And then Summer Jones, an outstanding sophomore guard for them, averages 10 points, 2 assists, had 17 against Pageland. They are coached by Leroy Osborne.
Yeah, and, you know, I haven't seen this Monroe team play, obviously, and the way that they've kind of done it, I totally get how the guys are, why the guys play late every year. I think it makes a lot of sense. I wish all schools could do that, you know, give the football players some time. Anyways, so I know the girls have played a little bit more, but not a ton more. So I haven't seen them play, but I just think traditionally when I've seen these Monroe girls over the years, I see them early in the season and I'm like, ooh, boy, they got a lot of work to do. But they wind up having respectable seasons, you know, and I think it helps the conference they play in.
Sure, it does.
And the competition around there or whatever. But, you know, Coach Osborne's been there for a long time now. You know, he knows the system he's going to run. You know, to me, it's always surprising, like, when you think about, like, the athletes they have out there, that they almost always slow things down. But it works for them. And so, you know, I'll be anxious to see that version of them this year. My guess is they're probably not they probably struggle a lot to put points on the board. We'll see what happens with that tonight.
Well, they are without senior guard Sanaya Wallace, who has not played at all this year. She was a preseason player of the year candidate, but she is out, will not play tonight, not back with the team as of yet. Although Porter Ridge comes in a 9-4 overall, last played on December 22nd, winning that Audrey Kell Holiday Tournament, beating those Knights 56-53. They've won 5 of their last 6, losing last to Hickory Ridge on December 8th. They're led by 4 studs. Freshman guard Ashante Taylor, 18 points, just under 8 rebounds, just under 5 assists, 4 steals. Sydney Blackwell headed to Tennessee Martin once her career at Porter Ridge is over, 14 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. Senior sophomore guard Miley Malcolm, 11.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, 3 assists. And then Olivia Burke, who did not play for Porter Ridge the last 2 years, but was a factor for them when she was a freshman. She comes off the bench for them most likely this season starting-wise. 9.8 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. And they're coached by Morgan Brown.
Well, you know, Matt, you said it. 4 outstanding players, or whatever word you used there. Was it outstanding?
Just studs. I mean, that's they are.
And here's the thing is, I saved the bomb for our live broadcast here. We talk a little off the air, of course. But here's what my oldest son laid on me the other day when we were talking about Porter Ridge and Marvin Ridge and all that.
Yep.
He said, do you think this Porter Ridge girls team is more talented than the Weddington teams you had? I was like, wait, what? And then I thought about it and I was like, well, Watts equals two. I mean,
I would say Watts equals two.
Right.
And then you had
Jada. But after that,
Yeah, I mean.
I had Jada for
one. You had Remy.
Yeah.
Like, you never had. Not Stephanie like, never had someone, Bailey Carter.
Right, but like to what you're getting ready to say, I might have had four of them for a year here or there, but like it wouldn't have been this one's
not
best year, or it wouldn't have been.
Malcolm, you've got Blackwell for the next two. You've got
Taylor
for this year and the next three. You've got Scaldara's the senior.
Yeah.
She's the senior. And I mean, Burke's a senior, but you haven't had her for the first, you know, for the last 2 years, which is I understand, but I'm just saying like, talent-wise, they are very good.
So the reason I say that is that reason. You know, I mean, like, when he first said it, I, of course, my pride, you know, I'm like,
oh,
what?
Sure.
No way, you know. And I am going to go on record as saying I feel we would have beaten this team, okay? I coached it. I'm just going to say that's
well,
my
here's
feeling.
The thing. Your Weddington teams that I can remember, especially the ones that were really good, were deep.
Right. But I think to the important, again, not my coaching, not this, not that, Stephanie Watts is different.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure, but let's take the 4 years that Watts is out. You still had some real strong years where you had really good players.
A lot of people don't – I mean, I'm patting myself
Aaron
on the back
Addison
now.
Played Division I basketball.
Probably the season – not probably, definitely the season I'm most proud of for Weddington and that program is the year after Stephanie graduated that everybody assumed that we would be
done
or whatever.
Off.
We still went undefeated in the conference. I think we went like 26-3 or something like that without Stephanie. So, yes, but that wasn't supposed to be about that. It's supposed to be about that this team is super talented.
Oh, absolutely. not deep, but
right.
They are super talented.
Right.
And we'll, you know, they've had a lot of I mean, 9-4 is not struggling, but I think they're feeling each other out, especially when you have freshmen come in that you know that haven't played with them very often.
And we don't know the chemistry with Burke either because she's she's in essence new. You know,
but they get into conference play, which is later this week, it's going to be fun to watch.
I think they're going to be a buzzsaw. I just think from a talent standpoint, I just think they're
Marvin Ridge lost a lot, but Coach Lenihan has four freshmen that are now sophomores that are playing a lot.
Yeah.
But what you lost was that senior leadership that now nobody really had coming in. So it's like.
And you know they're going to play great basketball. They're going to be a very good team. And I really like Ella Chappell. You know, I'm her president of her fan club. But I just think the high-end talent of this team is just going to be awful tough to deal with. So
I think one of the keys here for Porter Ridge is that, you know, we talk about Blackwell and Taylor because they're averaging double figures. My thing is that is Malcolm, because she is so long and so tall. She's over the defense. She may not get 10, but she will get 8, 8, and 8. You know what I mean?
And that's unselfish and plays the game the right way. That's the other thing that my know-it-all kid said. You know, he said, when you got two girls that good that play the game the right way, that meaning they're not selfish, they, you know, whatever, and then you've got those other girls out there, he's like, you know, so. Oh, again, he asked me if Taylor was going to be as good as Stephanie Watts. He goes, she's averaging more than her so far. And I was like.
Not her senior year? She's not. No,
well,
no. Her freshman year, she averaged 18.
Well, isn't that about
what
it is
what
now?
She,
about the same, yeah.
That's them. We're going to take a break, come back with the starting lineups and the tip of tonight's action. Porter Ridge and Monroe, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
I don't think the crowd's going to be a big factor tonight.
No, but I'll tell you this. We're the Porter Ridge cheerleaders. Okay. They will be sitting to my right.
And they bring
they
it
are
up.
Loud.
Okay, okay.
Well, so I just keep that in mind.
Well, I was thinking about this the other day, too, though. Just the Weddington Porter Ridge boys that one year.
Oh, yeah.
I
mean, the picture was
oh my God.
AJ in the corner inbounding
the
ball.
The
student sections were jacked. Teams were jacked.
The atmosphere was just phenomenal. And it was the same way, actually, even at Cuthbertson. When they played in the conference championship.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Like, even that game. I mean, that was a neutral court, technically, and it was electric.
For Monroe, it'll be Jones, Gingham, Montgomery, and Robinson. For Porter Ridge, it'll be Blackwell.
And number four, Callie Williams
starting tonight, along with Malcolm Scaldara. I didn't see the other one.
Did you mention Taylor?
Ah, Taylor, yes.
And so, you know, it's kind of some of the, I think in this game, clear keys to this game. I mean, if you're Monroe, you don't want to track meet. If you're Monroe, you want this game to be as slow and ugly as you can. you know.
I mean, you're being honest.
No,
I
you do. No, you do. You want it to be slow and ugly. You know, I mean, get Porter Ridge out of rhythm any way you can. Get on the offensive glass, you know.
Tip in the air and one by the Pirates. Into the backcourt to Blackwell across the timeline. Home whites for Porter Ridge.
Whoa. A little lackadaisical with the ball
and there's,
there.
There's confusion here.
What's the
paper on the floor?
Okay, Sydney looked confused. So wait, but then, yeah, it's red ball then, right? Wait.
Yes, it's an over and back,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She had a layup all by herself and didn't realize
she
kind
of just dribbled this way.
If she just would have gotten there, she had a layup. That was the weirdest start in a long time there.
Woo.
All right, do over.
Jones stolen away by Blackwell. Sid the Kid, a 3-on-2.
Oh, that's a layup.
And she'll come back. Ah, Gingham, though. Rise, fire, long two is good. Three is good.
I don't understand that either. You don't ever back off a player like that.
I agree with you. Jones trying to bring it up here. Pressure by Taylor. Gets past her on the right wing. Guarded by Blackwell this time. She'll go baseline. Now cut off. Now back up top. They get it over to Robinson. Robinson hands off back to Jones. Back to Robinson, right wing, into the corner. Monroe with the basketball, 3-0 here just to start. With a weird beginning with a backcourt violation. Thrown inside, stolen away by Scaldero, over to Malcolm, and Miley will push.
Now, it looked like they were playing box and one on her, but now they're not guarding her.
Sid, three, got it, another one.
I don't understand.
Sid creeping to the 1,000-point mark. Stolen away right there by Taylor, up glass, good.
I'm going to get a timeout quick.
Not yet. Again, without Wallace, the senior point guard, a true guard.
Yeah.
With good handles, Monroe is struggling. Gingham up top, gives it off to Jones. Jones going to drive, hang, lost it. Loose ball, pulled away by Montgomery, and it goes out of bounds off of Monroe. It'll be Porter Ridge ball with 6:25 to go here in the first.
Now, let's see. I'm telling you, I think on that first possession. Now look, I think
right,
they're playing
right.
Like a box and one. But
Jones is not really making much of an effort. Another three by
Sid. It's like she's not even running out. I'm so confused.
I don't know. She hit the deck here. I don't know if she's still a little
maybe
hurt or.
It didn't have a lot of urgency to get out there.
Montgomery gets it to Jones. Stolen away by Taylor. Asante going to drive underneath.
Nice pass.
Malcolm up and good. Thirteen-0 to start with 5:50 to go.
Yeah, this
Gingham. They can't even get it to her now. Midcourt, she's got it. She's going to go right, spin to the rack, blocked by Scaldera. It'll be the first foul of the night.
Nice move, nice move. That's what they definitely need to try to focus on. But yeah, I don't know. Like you said, if she was injured, like she didn't even seem like she was really trying very hard to get out.
She wasn't trying to get to her pick. She's rubbing her stomach right now. She may have gotten elbowed.
Is that it?
Gingham up and no good on the first. Is this the world famous Ryan Cook?
Yeah, I was going to have this conversation with you. I haven't changed it much, but I was going to put you on the spot for stuff.
Gingham, the lefty senior. Up, front end no good. Rebound by Taylor. Asante wants to push, looks up. Williams, layup, good.
Oh, man.
Now, this is the first time you are seeing Miss Taylor, right?
Yes, other than middle school.
Okay.
I did see her playing middle school.
Right. And you saw Miss Watson middle school, correct?
Right.
If your son wants to compare just simply numbers, I understand.
Right.
But
the competition that I think that she's played this against to put those numbers up hasn't
Olivia
been.
Burke checking in for the first time tonight. My thing is that developmental-wise.
Right.
More Steph was more of a shooter.
Yeah.
Could get to the rack when needed, but more of a shooter.
Yeah.
Taylor's more of a scorer. Will score many ways. A lot of transition baskets.
Oh.
Misses the layup. Rebound. Up. No good by Williams. Put back. Gets it over to Taylor again. Up glass. No good. Burke with the rebound. Back to Williams. Up and good.
Holy moly.
17-0. And we've got a.
Not yet. It's like he's eyeing the official.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. But.
Jones. Over to Summer Jones. To Gingham. Gingham by herself. Now underneath to Montgomery. Blocked by Malcolm. That was
did they call a foul
Robinson,
no,
okay. I think. Robinson hit the deck, but Malcolm knocked it out of bounds. So it'll be Monroe ball. Montgomery will trigger it. There's still confusion on the on the jump ball at the possession arrow. Montgomery will trigger it for the Redhawks. They lob it into Gingham. Lost it up top to Jones, no. Redhawks still have it, 4:50 to go. Right side, Summer Jones, blocked by Taylor. Gets it on the free loose ball. Taylor wants to push, up to Malcolm. Miley drive, hang no, rebound goes to Summer Jones. Jones wants to push. Jones, a little head fake at midcourt, over to Gingham.
Gotta watch that.
Now back up top to Jones on that right wing, guarded by Taylor, 4:30 to go here. Right side over to Robinson. Robinson needs to get it to a guard. Now it's a 5-second call.
Man.
Turnover, Porter Ridge basketball.
Very frustrating start for the Redhawks.
17-0 here with 4:23 to go. Taylor going to go right down the lane. Oh. Layup, too strong. Rebound by Montgomery. Gets it over to Jones, up to Gingham. Not where you want your 6'3 center handling the ball.
No, but you do want the ball in her hands.
Yes, you're absolutely right, though, but not that far out. Oh, back to Jones on the right wing. With a screen, Rise blocked again. Burke gets the loose ball. Olivia wants to push. Left-handed pass. Sid the Kid, another one. No good. Rebound by Malcolm. Saves it. Long two on the way by Swanston. No. Rebound put back by Malcolm. Oh. No good. Rebound by Gingham. And Jones is doubled over here.
Keeping an eye on her.
Timeout by Monroe. Full timeout. 3:39 to go here in the first. 17-0 Porter Ridge. We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Yeah, you know, like as you mentioned, I mean, not having Wallace at guard is just killer for this team. And, you know, she kind of blew me away last year the couple times I saw her play because, like, she really doesn't ever use her left hand.
No, her
but
so
she's so
strong,
quick.
She can still go wherever and quick. Yeah, she goes wherever she wants to the right.
She literally uses one hand and she still gets around everybody, you know. And she's strong, she's quick, and that kind of thing. And yeah, they got to do something. Got to do something to get things going here. I'm not sure what that is against this team. They're actually lucky that Porter Ridge has missed quite a few opportunities. Really,
yeah, it should be 22 if you think about it.
Yeah,
5 more points on the board. 3:31 to go here. Porter Ridge up 17-0. 3 games of the week this week, myself and Ryan tonight. And then tomorrow night we go over to Weddington and out of county, out of conference, because Kings Mountain's coming into town.
That's right.
And then Friday night, Porter Ridge on the road in the first matchup of the girls game right there. Porter Ridge and Marvin.
That's really exciting girls-wise. And I think it's going to be a really good boys matchup as well. I mean, that would be a good doubleheader.
And with Marvin Ridge winning that Bobcat tournament down in Bluffton, South Carolina. Turnover on the inbounds. That's the first holiday tournament that school's ever won.
Oh, wow.
For the men's.
Well, and I think that they're definitely, I mean, I think it's them and Weddington right now. You know,
yes, they are. They both have separated themselves. Underneath the Scaldera, lost it over to Gingham. Now Monroe has the ball. They've pulled the boys' programs have pulled themselves away from the other three.
I believe so.
Right wing over to Robinson. 10-footer no good. Rebound by Gingham. Up, blocked, and stolen away by Taylor. Ashante up. Shot on the way by Williams up in good.
I just kind of feel like it's going to be as many points as they want at this point.
I guess my question is, Coach Wint, when you have a game like this, you don't want injuries.
Right.
And maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but it's 19-0.
Right, and we're still in the first quarter, but yes.
And we saw just under 3 minutes to go.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, it's to give them an opportunity to give other people experience. And
Monroe inbounds it to Gingham up top between the circles. Hands off to Jones now. Summer spins.
Oh, I thought
double dribble. No call. Stolen away by Swanston. Swanston wants to push left wing. Now to Scaldera, down the lane, up and good for Anna. And I mentioned off the air, but I'll say it right here, headed to Lees McRae on a volleyball scholarship.
Right, talented young lady. I mentioned off the air that she has legs like a gazelle.
And for a team like this, she does all the dirty work. Stolen away by Swanston. Maya, drive, hang, shot, glass, good.
There's some depth right there. Swanston, she's
no, she
good
started
so far.
Earlier this year when I did okay. the game against Union Academy, so I think her and Williams, they kind of flip-flop.
Okay.
With definitely Burke coming off the bench as well.
Yeah.
23-0 Porter Ridge. Right side over to Robinson, above her head, guarded by Swanston. Goes baseline with the dribble, double team, stolen away by Swanston. Maya wants to push. Maya's got a one-on-three up to Burke. Olivia up and good.
Man, that was effortless.
And she's also very long.
She is. I mean, it's a very, very talented team right here.
And watching her as a freshman, she was not as tall. She did sprout up over the 2 years that she was away. Malcolm with the rebound up to Williams by herself and couldn't handle it. Goes out of bounds. Turnover. Red Hawk basketball with a minute 25 to go here in the first.
It's like Porter Ridge. I was thinking they might have changed the zone here. Yeah, I think they got a little 1-2-2 zone going here.
Left wing over to Jones. Back up top. Robinson with it. Back to Summer Jones. Rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Pirate ball. Blackwell and Taylor back in. Brianna Brehon in for the first time tonight for Monroe. Burke out. With a minute six to go here, and it's 25-0. I would like to think the boys' game will be a little bit better.
I think it will be a good one. Monroe out in their 2-3, it looks like, right now.
Taylor across the timeline, right side to Blackwell. Sid, high post. Malcolm dumps it underneath. Up to Saldera, too strong. Gets her own rebound, then gets it out to Taylor. Back to Blackwell. Sid, rise, fire, three, no. Rebound goes out top to Jones. And she got called for a double dribble. 43.7 seconds to go, 25-0, Porter Ridge.
Yeah, back to your point, I think our second game should be I think it'll be a really good
matchup. But Monroe's only, the boys have only played one game, yeah. And it was on December 18th as well against Pageland.
That's tough.
That's a big break, too.
Yeah.
Taylor up top, going to watch that clock roll down here. We're at 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Left wing over to Williams, back up top to Taylor. Down to 25 seconds to go. Still just sitting there holding the ball.
Yeah. Reminds me of a conversation you have going on.
Oh, yes, I do. Yeah, the conversation I continue to have. And if you want to get into it, we can on this one. Blackwell a three. Got it.
You got to get out and guard her.
Sid the Kid, 28-0. Porter Ridge, and after one quarter of play, the Pirates lead. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
The 4,000 ASC certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care will tell you, if you've got the power, you need the traction. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid August 10th through October 8th. In-store only, claim form required. Excludes Blizzak. Restrictions apply. See claim form for eligible tires and details. Prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Aber, Ryan Cook. Second quarter about to begin. 28-0, Porter Ridge leads. That's right, boys and girls, 28-0 to start the second quarter. You brought up the conversation that I've been having along with multiple people in the high school sports media.
Right, right.
Within the greater Charlotte area.
Right.
In regards to a shot clock.
Yeah. I know you are kind of, I think, in the minority.
I don't disagree with you there. I know I am.
Yeah.
But I don't, if you're going to come to me with an argument, don't just go, just do it, figure it out.
Yeah.
If you really want to, if you are going to bang that drum, then you need a plan.
Well, I think that, you know.
Because explain to me how you're going to have a 17-year-old kid run it.
Yeah.
And I brought up the idea of 2 years ago, Chambers Weddington. You want a kid running that clock?
Right. Right.
Porter Ridge or Marvin Rowe with the basketball, loose ball on the ground. Stolen away by Williams. Up to Taylor. Ashante drive, hang, shot, glass. Good in the foul. And she'll go to the line. or North Mech against anybody this year. You want a kid running it?
No, you don't.
Okay, and then if you're going to have an official, that means you're going to have to get one and pay them. They are struggling to get officials now it is.
Yeah. No, I think that, I mean, I know there's questions. That's why they haven't done it yet, you know. I mean, but I would be interested to know then how are other states doing it? Are they having
up
problems?
And good for Taylor. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I don't know the answer to that.
I know, you know I reached out to a couple of friends of mine that are high school that have high school kids and that coach high school basketball in Ohio. Ohio hasn't done it yet.
Okay.
A friend of mine in Wisconsin, whose kids he has four boys, all played high school ball. Wisconsin didn't do it.
They have okay.
They didn't. So that's two. I mean, I know there's like 25.
Yeah,
that have.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, and I haven't really. I don't know the answer. You know, like whether they have a lot of trouble with it or not.
Gingham with it up top, double teamed, loose ball, got it back, spin on the block. Trying to get it underneath to Robinson, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It will stay Monroe basketball.
So what? So the running clock 40?
40.
But does it have to be in the second half, or do you
no.
even know?
It's no. 40.
We're going to be there soon.
Yep. Up top to Jones, left wing over to Gingham. Sanaya along three, up, no good. Rebound by Scaldera. Over to Malcolm. Miley wants to push. Head up, Blackwell on the block, gives it over to Taylor, unselfish. Back to Blackwell, goes out of bounds off of Monroe, though. It'll be Porter Ridge ball.
Something I wouldn't have thought. I don't mean this to be funny or whatever. Do you know what the record is for the most points without a score?
No, I do not know, but I will say this. Shot on the way by Williams is good. A three in the air, and it's 34-0. The team we're going to do tomorrow night, the girls' game. Now, Kings Mountain is not exactly a juggernaut.
Right.
Two games this year, they have put up 5 points and seven.
Yeah.
So that will be another struggle for that.
I don't think that Weddington girls are super high-powered offense, though. You know what I mean? Like,
no, but defensively.
They're improved. Yeah. They're good.
And I'll tell you what, if they can run that pick and roll with Carter and Motto and Clark.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I just wonder what the most, at least in our county, would be here.
We got to be
approaching that probably.
Let's go back. I did games when Cuthbertson girls were a first-year program here.
Yeah.
When underneath, up, and no good. Too strong rebound by Gingham.
I mean, if they weren't missing
Maya
some
Johnson
of these,
checked in right there on that.
If they weren't missing these layups, it'd be 40 now.
Yep. Gingham from the elbow, no good. Rebound by Taylor. Looks up. Burke up glass, good. 36-0 with 6:21 to go here in the first half. And yep.
I mean, at this point,
there you go. I think Larry gave her a little extra there.
It's kind of like a train wreck you don't want to turn away from, you know,
all right. Back up top to Jones. Thought about the NBA three into the corner. Back to Gingham on the block. Sanaya
that's a score.
Up. Good. Rebound. Battled for it. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay Monroe ball. Well, going back to the shot clock thing, it's just, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. You got to have competent people running it.
Yep. I agree.
Inbound, stolen away. Burke by herself on a breakaway. Olivia, drive, hang, shot, glass, and good.
Man.
38-0. I mean,
I do
you
really
and I
like
did
her.
The Weddington Parkwood game 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
A student was running the clock. And so
there
what
it is. Oh,
no
man,
good. Three by Jones, rebound by Taylor. Looks up, gets it back to Burke. Olivia, drive, blap, and good on a reverse layup. 40-0. We've got ourselves a running clock.
Yeah.
Let's see what Larry does with this.
He's not signaling it, is
No,
he?
He's not.
It could have to be the second half. You
on
sure?
the block oh, to Gingham,
then,
up and
there
good.
We go.
Sanaya for the first two of the night with 5:16 to go here in the second, 40-2. Tipped at right at
Cook. God.
Cook.
Oh, Lord. I saw my life flashing before me there. Whew, that was scary.
So it'll be Porter Ridge ball. Blackwell will trigger it in front of us with 5:05 to go into the backcourt to Taylor. Back to Blackwell, left wing. Sid with it above her head. Now with a dribble back up top to Swanston. Right wing over to Taylor. Bless you. Taylor, the drive, the hang, no good. Rebound by Monroe over to Jones. Summers got it. Almost lost it. Gets it over to high post. Stolen away. Trying to get it inside. Up to Burke. Olivia. Drive. Hang. Layup. No. Blackwell. Put back. Sid. Up and good. 42-2. Jones across the timeline. Right wing. And get it into Robinson, who lost it. By Taylor, up to Burke. My. Olivia, hang, shot, glass, and good.
Just got to stop the runouts at least, you know. Like.
Timeout, Coach Brown. No. Just wants to sub. 30-second timeout or a sub? I saw her just do the finger roll.
I don't know. And I'm not sure what the rule
well,
is.
Like Larry's talking to Monroe's AD right now.
Yeah.
Coach Niedermeyer over there on our left. You're right about that second half.
That's
got to be
thinking.
In the second half. You are wise.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced it? I didn't know. How'd you know that? Have you been involved in anything like that?
I don't know.
As a coach,
I don't know if I just
anything?
Heard it. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know why I thought that, but I was right.
Well,
for
that's
once.
Why I pay you in Skittles.
That's right.
A little bit of knowledge and a little bit of Skittles. 44-2 with 4:08 to go here. Monroe with the basketball. Porter Ridge up big.
All I ask
huge.
Is tell my wife that I'm right every once in a while.
Yeah. I'll tell yours, you tell mine.
Right.
We'll see where that gets us. Jones with it. Lost her dribble. Stolen away. Porter Ridge with it. Underneath to Williams. Some of these girls are not on my roster, Coach.
Uh-oh.
Like 15 or 33. So
I will add them.
We'll see what we can do at halftime and gather up the.
Well, 15 already got a steal, so we'll call her 1-5.
Jones across the timeline with it, left wing. Gets it over to Montgomery underneath the Gingham, up and good for Saniya. She's got the 4 on the block. That was Maya Johnson. Got knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Pirate basketball. Malcolm will trigger.
I think he called that a jump ball.
Okay, jump ball it was then. Malcolm will trigger it. Up top. Into the corner and throws it away. It'll be Monroe ball.
Well, and this is very merciful of the Porter Ridge coaches in the first half. That I mean, they've got all the starters out except for left Malcolm in to run the show, I guess, kind of. Probably knowing that she's going to pass it to everybody.
Right. Underneath, and Malcolm with the almost the steal goes out of bounds. It'll stay Monroe ball. But do you agree with me about the shot clock? I mean, you've got to, if you're going to do it, you've got to do it right.
Yeah, for sure.
Up and good by Jones for 2. I mean, just think about it. You've got the scorekeeper for each team, right? The guy that's running the scoreboard at this table. This table's not as big as some or little as some. 3 on the way by 15 is good.
1-5.
2:55 to go here. I just think there's logistics.
It's not easy to get enough people to do. I mean, it's tough.
Do you want a parent doing it? Do you want a student doing it?
Well, right, and you already, like teachers already have to work gates, you know, so there
oh,
are.
Really?
Yeah, so okay, they already make, like. Like our teachers are the ones taking tickets every night, and
right.
That's not like they're that's not a choice.
No, gotcha.
You don't get paid to do it. So,
up, no good. Rebound goes out top to 1-5. 1-5 has it. Come on, 1-5, good job.
I know.
I didn't expect
with
you. To be looking at this.
I know.
47-6.
So anyways, you've already got teachers who have to do that duty, you know, and then you got someone that you're paying to do the clock, but then you're getting somebody to do the book. I mean, you're right. It'd be hard to get.
Do you see, would you rather have an NCHSA official do it?
Well, yeah.
Because during the playoffs, you've got, during football, they've got a guy upstairs running it.
Yeah.
During playoffs.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, ideally, but to your point, I mean, like, does that mean everyone's going to pay an extra official every night
then
all the time?
You got to get the official. That's the thing. They're having a hard time getting them.
Yeah.
Remember 2 years ago they were moving games around because they didn't have officials.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have any available on a Tuesday. You have to play on Wednesday. Left wing over to Williams, high post. They get it into Johnson with it, goes out of bounds. It'll be Monroe ball with 1:58 to go here in the first half. 47-6.
And now Malcolm out as well.
Again, not on my roster.
Oh, wait. Now
nope,
they're
confusing. No. I don't. These are JV girls. I don't have any of these girls.
Uh-oh. They're not in her book. That's an issue, though.
Well, you know what I mean? They're not.
Yeah.
Are they in your book? Are they in the main? They've got the home book, though. Up, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Porter Ridge ball.
Yeah, she might want to bring it to their attention, but.
Jalea Taylor in for the first time tonight.
A little confusion, I think, on who's in and out, and it's kind of a.
Well, there was an issue earlier this season with this same thing where some players were not in the book and a technical was assessed.
Sure, that's the rule.
Right side, over to 2-3. Not a 3-3. Trying to get it inside to Johnson, goes out of bounds. I don't know what you want me to do besides laugh or cry.
I know.
Williams will trigger it. Kaylee trying to get it inbounds. They do, to 3-3. Off her leg, out of bounds. Red Hawk basketball with a minute 21 to go in the first half.
Just a bit outside. Oh. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You watched that football game last night?
The first one.
The
second one, you know, it's too late for me.
Me too. Yet I get a text from you at like 6. Up, no good. Foul, though, and Gingham will go to the line.
No, it was too late for me.
I didn't stay up for that one either.
I was happy for Washington, actually.
Me too.
You know, I'd like to see them win the whole thing.
A couple years ago, my wife and I were out there, went to the campus, I bought a shirt. So I'm rooting for them, especially against Michigan.
Yeah.
But they haven't won since 90. They split it with Colorado.
Okay, is that, yeah, I kind of
remember
Edmund that.
Steve Edman back then, and Don, was it Don James?
I don't know. I'm not.
That's when they had Steve Entman. You remember him?
I do. Wait, did she make that first one?
You got 7 on the board.
Yeah.
Gingham.
We need to be able to keep track of that at this point.
Second one up on its way. Front end, no good. Rebound goes to Williams. Callie going to drive. Kick it over to 2-3. Can't save it. Goes out of bounds. Red Hawk basketball.
So was that Cordell Stewart then? Is that?
Well, no, Colorado.
Colorado
in 90 was like Eric Bieniemy.
Okay.
And Sal Alnessy and.
Okay.
Their big guy was Bieniemy, was the tailback.
Yeah.
Alfred Williams was their best defensive player.
Okay.
Cordell was 94 when they had Westbrook and.
Okay.
Rashan Salam, who won the Heisman.
Yeah. No, I mean, I like Michael Penix. He seems like a pretty good dude, and he's a really good football player.
Under a minute to go here in the first half. Monroe down 40, 47-7. Porter Ridge with the basketball, moving right to left. Left side up top, they get it to Williams. Directing traffic between the circles. 2-3 zone there for the Redhawks. Left wing, 2-3 down the lane, kicking in the corner. Shot on the way by Williams is good, along
wow.
two. 49-7 with 23 seconds to go in the first half. Summer Jones going to drive and lost it. Saves it, but it goes right to Porter Ridge. Lamont in for the first time. Gets it over to Williams. 9 seconds to go. Underneath. 2-3. No good. Loose ball. Williams has got it. 3-3. A three on the way. No good. And that'll do it at the end of one half of play. Porter Ridge 49. Monroe 7. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
I think we're still trying to get the scoreboard.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're back for the second half in just 1 minute.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. I think they're figuring out that all those girls that played in the second quarter were not in the book.
Yeah, which should be a technical foul. I don't even know at this point what you
don't
do.
Don't you put like, everyone in the book?
Yeah.
Like
anyone that might possibly play.
Anyone on the bench, right?
Yeah. I would start out. Yeah.
It is. They're going to assess them a technical foul.
I mean, I wonder how many there should be. Like, is there more than – because I think
well,
it should be –
There were four girls that played that weren't on my roster or in the book.
If there were.
Is that four T's?
I really think it would be four T's.
And
I really
four
do.
Four T's, those are what they call administrative T's? It's not on the coach, right?
Right.
Okay.
So no one would be,
no
like, kicked out or anything?
But do you get paid?
I think – do what?
Don't coaches have to – not don't schools have to – is that only if you're ejected?
Only if you're ejected. Right, and right. They wouldn't go on him.
Right.
But here's the thing. I feel like they ought to get 8 free throws.
So we're going to start off the second half with a technical foul shot.
Monroe could use it at this point. They could like almost double their scoring.
There's and I will say this. Coach Brown has made changes to her staff in the last since week one.
Yeah.
Jones up and good on both free throws, and it will be Monroe ball.
Scoring spree. But my thing is, every time that a girl checks in, it's not in the book. That should be a tech.
You're right, but we're not going to argue about this because that's just going to.
I want to see her shoot eight free throws.
Out of bounds off of Malcolm. It'll stay red hack.
So
ball.
I didn't do the scoring at halftime.
49-9. No, you didn't.
There are three different girls who have each outscored
Monroe
tonight. So Blackwell with 14, Williams with 11, and Burke with 10. Monroe's up to 9 now after those free throws.
Three on the way, no good. Rebound by Scaldera. Just underway here in the second half. Blackwell right wing into the corner. Taylor a three, short. Rebound goes all the way out top. Chased down by Sid. Almost went over and back into the corner. Williams in and out, no good. Rebound by Scaldera. Off her leg, out of bounds. Red Hawk ball. Don't forget, the boys will tip after this one.
I will not forget.
And that will be hopefully about 7:15.
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Get out of here a little early, get some Z's.
Jones across the timeline. Right side over to Robinson. Robinson back up top to Jones. Summer with it. Jones into the corner. On the block, Gingham, Sanaya, drive, hang shot, no. Too strong, loose ball. Pulled away by Monroe, back up top to Jones. Summer with it. Back to the basket. Dribble drive, baseline.
Oh.
Blocked by Malcolm.
Give me that.
Up to Taylor. Ashante all by herself. Up and good. So I guess Friday will be a game where you can sit there and watch her play and decide whether or not where she is this level where it was.
At this point in her career.
Compared to the best player ever to come out of Union County.
Yeah, that's high praise.
Jones up top between the circles. Into the corner with the dribble. Garland by Williams. They lob it inside. Now they get it back to Jones on the block. Triple teamed off a foot. It'll stay Red Hawk ball. Subs coming in. Burke, Swanston.
What happened? Whoa.
He's not Nobody's.
He said something about you're going back
out. Yeah, the jerseys aren't tucked in.
Wait, she's got a thing on her nose.
She's got a Band-Aid on her nose.
What's the problem? Come on, Larry.
I don't know. This whole jersey thing, we've had issues all year.
He's just letting that clock run, though, isn't he?
Yep, he is, and Burke comes out.
What does she have?
I don't know. She tucked her jersey in, but he made her go out of the game. Montgomery inbounds it up top to Gingham. Sanaya hands off to Jones. A nice screen. Doesn't use it, though. Skip pass up top. They get it over to... Stolen away by Blackwell. Sid the Kid on that right wing. Little hesitation. Goes baseline. Hang shot. Glass. Good. Sid with 16. Just above her average. Inching closer and closer to 1,000 points.
That was the other thing that surprised my son is when I told him she was a junior.
I remember seeing her freshman year, and she didn't start. But she lit up
good.
Sun Valley in that tournament game where, like, she had 21 or 29.
Yeah.
Steal at midcourt. Williams on the block. Back to Blackwell. Up and good for Sid. 55-9. 4:34 to go here. Jones across the timeline. Cross court over to Brehan. Brehan back up top to Jones. Now to Brehan right wing. Back up top. Not very much talking here from the left side of our...
No, it's very quiet.
Very quiet. Stolen away by Swanston. Maya's going to push, drive, hang, shot, glass. Too strong. Taylor, put back is good. 57-9 with 4 minutes to go. We've got a running clock for the rest of the game.
Taylor now with 8 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals.
Jones, NBA three, short. Saved by Gingham, but throws it out of bounds. It'll be Pirate ball as more substitutions. Burke coming back in. Elise Lamont in, along with 1-5.
Oh, no, we never got her name.
Burke will bring it up. I still don't know. They've only got first names in the book. Burke. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound by, that was Montgomery. Pulled it down, yeah, over to Jones, left wing. In and out of the hands of Ariana Jones, and it's a turnover.
Mm. Monroe's in there, 2-3.
Porter Ridge will bring it up left to right. I know what you're thinking. I drove from Weddington to Unionville-esque area early.
Yeah.
For this.
I just wanted to be here for you. I knew you needed support.
And I appreciate that.
Yep.
Happy New Year. Porter Ridge will advance to 10-4 on the season.
I think that's safe to say.
Swanston left right wing, back up top, 1-5. Back to Swanston. On the block. They get it inside.
Now we're going to call a lot of jump balls.
That was Maya Johnson, and she got tied up, and it'll be Monroe ball with 2:10 to go here in a running clock. Jones across the timeline. Left wing on the block to Gingham. Sanaya up glass, no good, too strong. Back though, put back is good.
There we go, a little high-low. That was from Montgomery, I believe.
Burke, drive, kick, and offensive foul is called against Olivia Burke. I just ran you over, what did I do wrong?
I think I've got 3 total fouls called this game, if I got it right.
Well, there's 5 on the board, right?
No, that's timeouts.
Oh, okay. Something new I never noticed before.
I think there's only been 3 fouls called. But, right. I mean, I think it's pretty appropriate. You know?
Jones, NBA 3, short. Rebound was out of bounds. Pirate basketball.
My question is, how early can we start this boys' game?
Well, the way the boys' JVs, earlier this week it was 6:15, and then we started at 6. And now with a 40-point, I would say
this running clock, if there's a minute in the third, and it'll be 8 minutes in the fourth.
I would say 7:10. High post to Jones, stolen away. Summers got it. Wants to push across the timeline, right to left for the Red Hawks. Left wing. Back up top to Jones, under a minute to go. Another 3, no good, short. Rebound goes over to Ariana Jones, but goes out of bounds, and it'll be Pirate basketball. You know what? I would say 7:15.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, I can't complain.
It's not
that.
A running clock during the warm-ups, right?
Right.
We don't speed it up or anything.
Right. There's 10 minutes there. Yeah.
Swanson with it over to 1-5. High post. Back to 1-5. 1-5. Rise. Fire. 3. Short. Rebound out to Jones. Summers got it. Wants to push. All by herself. A 1-on-3. On the block. Shot. No, but she's fouled. And she will shoot her free throws in the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Probably the end right here.
They're going to let her do that?
I think so.
Is that how they do that?
Okay. The clock too, right?
They do stop the clock. No good. Not the game we intended to bring you. The boys' game, I got a feeling, will be better. Second one up, no good. Rebound by Gingham. Turn, shot, glass, good.
Nice power move.
And after 3 quarters of play, Porter Ridge, 57, Monroe 13. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Sparky the Fire Dog here. Make sure your family has a fire escape plan, and they practice it twice a year. One important thing to practice is get low and go. If you see or smell smoke, it's important to get low and go. Protect your family from fire. For more information, visit sparky.org.
We want to keep you, your family, and your community safer from fire. This message brought to you by the National Fire Protection Association and your local fire department. You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the fourth and final quarter. Here's Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Fourth and final quarter of regulation between Monroe and Porter Ridge girls game. Pirates up 57-13. Matt Abrig, Ryan Cook next to me.
Yeah, you know, so I think that, you know, you and I were talking a little bit that I'm pretty sure that we agree with most of our personal Union County boys and girls rankings. I mean, you know, within a few here and there. It'd be interesting seeing some of the matchups coming up. But
9 and 10, you could flip-flop if you wanted to.
Here?
Yeah, I mean, you could. They're about the same.
Yeah.
Porter Ridge with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Jalea Taylor up top with it. 1-5 with it now. Hands off to 2-3. 2-3 with it. Got away with a walk. Back up top to 1-5. Keith Jackson here. Dribble drive. They lob it inside. Stolen away. And a foul is called. But, yeah, I mean, I think overall 1 and 2, Weddington, Marvin Ridge, fair. Forest Hills not as tested yet this season as far as.
It's hard to say.
It's hard to say. What
they got a couple scorers, though, don't they?
They do. They do. They got a real good point guard in Asante Milton.
Boys here,
boys,
by the way.
Yeah. Boys game. Parkwood, two good solid players in McKinney and Vincent.
Right. McKinney's really been putting some numbers up lately.
And Coach Helms, who's the AD during that tournament, because they were playing in the Mount Pleasant tournament, I believe. Cam went 26, 27, 28 points.
Jeez, that's where that three games I saw that row. Average bumped up to almost 21, I think, or whatever.
57-13, under 7 minutes to go here. Porter Ridge with the basketball.
I saw Greg Benson put on a show against Travel Weddington. Called,
yes.
He was almost unstoppable for at least a half. For the first half, he was almost perfect.
And they've got a good third and fourth guard-wise. Maybe not scoring, but guys that can dribble and handle the pressure with Netherland, and then I forget the other kid's name, but that's who you've got there. And then Porter Ridge, I have not seen Porter Ridge since they beat Union Academy. But, you know, they took Audrey Kell to I think it was overtime during that the holiday tournament, and I watched most of that game. I just think they don't have, besides the transfer in Long, they don't have anybody else that I think can get their own shot off if needed the way they've had in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if Coach Malone can adjust to that, you know, and you know, then you that's fine. Play that style. Because it came down to Long in a last second shot and he just took a bad. Like Audrey Kell knew he was getting the ball.
Yeah.
And he forced it, but that's all he could do.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see them play.
And then Cuthbertson, they've got a couple kids. But I don't know a lot about them because they pretty much overhauled that entire roster from last year.
Sure, yeah.
A couple kids did not even come out and play. Like, they didn't try out for the team. Into the corner.
I know my son knows the coach well, and he thinks a lot
of it. How does he know him well?
Well,
I'm just saying, because the assistant coach at Marvin, T.J. Tolbert, said the same thing. So
somehow.
Does he have ties to Union County somehow?
Somehow for AJ, it was he used to play pickup ball at Charlotte Latin with the kids that he graduated with.
Yes.
I mean, like that year.
Yeah.
And this guy was an assistant coach there, and I guess he was I don't know if he played. I don't know if he supervised.
Right.
Somehow he had conversations with him and stuff.
Because Coach Tolbert, the assistant coach at Marvin, who played at Marvin and I've become friendly with over the years, he said the same thing. I know Coach Stein pretty well. He'll do a great job there.
Oh.
And traveling is called on the breakaway layup by 2-3.
2-3. Yeah, so I don't really know. He does seem to make a good impression on people, though. So, but they're rebuilding over there. I mean, it's kind of hard.
It's hard to do when you overhaul the whole, like all 12 kids.
Right.
Jones got away with a double dribble right there. Larry Legend let her go. Back up top to Jones. High post underneath to Gingham. Sanaya up, glass good. I'm telling you what, Coach. I mean,
she's a force
they get her the ball on the block.
Yeah.
Drive, kick. Back up top. Taylor with it. Jalea.
I think when Monroe gets Wallace back on the floor, as fast as she is, though. They'll
and
start
she can,
competing.
And she can break down the defense and dump it off. And then you're playing in the Rocky River where they don't have a tremendous amount of guard-heavy teams with Piedmont, West Stanley. Three on the way is good by Janiyah Taylor. 60-15, Porter Ridge.
She'll be able to blow by most of the guards in that conference.
And a foul is called. It'll be on 1-5.
And, you know, I think it'll also help Miss Jones out quite a bit here to not make her be the primary ball handler. And she's
more of a wing player that that can shoot.
Yeah.
The inbound right to Jones, up glass, no good. Rebound by 2-2. Shoots up to 2-3. Pirates on a break. She tracks it down into the corner. Resets. Three on the way. No good. Rebound by Monroe. Robinson with it. Over to Jones. Under 3 minutes to go in the game. I would say we should get the boys game off about 7:15. Jones with it. Over to Summer Jones. Baseline. Cut off. On the block. Up. Glass. Good. Sadie Robinson for two. 60-17.
She is the third Red Hawk in the book tonight in the scoring column.
2-3 over to 1-5. Into the corner to 3-3.
Oh, yeah, don't call it.
And these JV girls, Monroe doesn't have a JV girls team, so these girls that are playing didn't play in a JV game today.
Yeah.
Lost it, stolen away by the Red Hawks. Over to Jones, 2:15 to go in the game. Larry continues to look at the clock. Gingham up top. Shot on the way. Long. Rebound by 3-3. Looks up. 2-3. Can't get it to her. Stolen away by Gingham. Sanaya. Under 2 minutes to go. Gets it to Jones. I owe you one. I owe you one. Underneath. Loose ball. Stolen away by Porter Ridge. Gets it up to 2-3. Shot, no, too strong. And jump ball is called. It'll be Monroe ball.
I think he called a foul.
No, did he? Yeah. He does that. He doesn't do two hands with it. It's 3-3.
It's very unique.
Lily Ryan Zavala coming in for the first time tonight.
Uh-oh.
So she'll take the ball out. Summer Jones will come out of the game. She got away with a walk coming over.
Would have been a terrible
call. Yes, it would have been. Gingham, high post from 15. No good. Rebound. Put back is good. Robinson for two.
That's her fourth point.
60-19. Porter Ridge leads. Lost it. Stolen away by Robinson. A 2-on-2. Now she'll wait and hack from behind by 2-3.
That's going to almost end the game.
And the crowd has perked up a little bit.
A little bit. They're excited about the end of the game, I think.
I hear it in your voice. Stolen away.
Oh, go, go, girl.
Up. Gets it to Taylor, up and good. 62-19. Porter Ridge will walk away with this one. 10-4 on the season. Monroe drops to 2-5. Stolen away.
They really wanted to score, but
Coach Brown wants to bring it out.
Yep.
3-2-1. That'll do it. It's a final. We'll take a break. We will come back with the boys' action after this. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.